Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Nap is over, John.
He's back to work. Right. And we're talking with John Darcy, who's the Deputy Commissioner of Parks and Recreation, and Mary Mahaffey, who is the Assistant to the Commissioner. And they just gave us the whole rundown of the concert series. And now at the break, we're talking a little bit about... We can continue with that. The trees at
In general, North Hempstead Beach Park, I use fairly often. I like to walk. I've walked the trail. I walked along the boardwalk and actually used the Jankowski Pavilion for a family reunion. And what I find is that the park is very underutilized, and I think a lot of people don't realize what it has. It has a lot of really good stuff.
It's true, and one of the things that, you know, drives me a little crazy at night a lot of times when I hear people and they're making their weekend plans to go out to Montauk, or they're going to Montauk Park, you know, or they're considering a day at Eisenhower. North Hempstead Beach Park has such an amazing history. I mean, you know, in its heyday, they were doing lifeguard races, boat races, people were docking, mooring, coming ashore, no different than it was the Hamptons. They had tents on the beaches. Now, I think what we're seeing is people were disassociated from it for a long time, but now people are finally returning, and that's why these concerts are a great, great way to get people reintroduced to the park. A lot of people don't even know there's a nature trail at the park. A lot of folks who live across the street over at the Amsterdam and all the senior housing, they all walk the park.
Yes. You know, if you walk the park, by the way, I believe you don't have to pay for your car to get in.
No.
You can bring your car over to the nature trail.
And the nature trail, it is
and
open
not
free.
Not pay for your car.
Now, I've never been to the nature trail. When you go in, it's over where the boats, like that building to the side.
Right. Correct.
All the way to the right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You walked it or no?
I do walk it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which I understand that's going to be expanded.
It is. In fact, that trail now is about 1 mile in, 1 mile out. And, and I love the trail. It's completely organic. It's and it overlooks some of the nicest scenery you would see. But what we're discussing is there's a massive visioning process going on right now. So they're going to be, you know, after Hurricane Sandy, the park took some substantial hits as far as trees and whatnot. With this particular supervisor, Supervisor Bosworth has created a visioning process where she's opened it up to residents, organizations that use the park, or festivals like the Archangel Michael Festival, John Michael Marino Festival. She's really opened it up. And you can contact 311 to find out more information about that. But I think what you're going to be seeing in the future in the park, for me, it's probably one of the, our crew also there takes so much pride in what they do, but I think it's one of the best parks on the island. I think what you had 15, 17 years ago, the water level was not so incredibly clean, and people were concerned because over across the way at Glenwood Landing, we had LIPA, and we had, you know, it was a... there were barges in there, and there's not anymore. And what's benefiting the residents now is Supervisor Bosworth has enacted a lot of environmental programs, so the water is getting cleaner and cleaner. Even if you go, I don't know if there's pictures of it anymore on the town website, but we have whales, we have dolphins out there now in the waters of North Hempstead. That was something that was never really, it was something you didn't see. And now we have that again. And for me personally, I'm a swimmer. I love the water. We run a stand-up paddle program down there. I think it's all a matter of folks finding out what's available for them down there. Stand-up paddle is a great activity from anywhere from children to seniors. It's low impact.
What is it?
It's basically, it's like with those Hawaiians. You stand on a giant surfboard with the paddle, and it's low impact. And we run a program out of there, and it's just phenomenal.
You're on the water doing this.
Correct. But you have trained, we have phenomenal lifeguards. The gentleman who runs the program is a North Hempstead business owner. He's just in incredible shape, and he has his jet skis and whatnot for emergency extraction. But we don't have emergency extractions because the bonus of that facility is the tide is beautiful. It's not strong. So you can walk right in the water, walk out. It's not as where... You know, unfortunately, recently I saw in Long Beach they had, you know, a fatality in one child, you know, because the currents, if you don't know the currents, you can't.
But riptides are tough.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And you see, like, if you've been going to that park a long time, you see all the men fishing on the piers.
I was going to bring that up.
Yes,
I actually fished there.
Yes.
I'll give you a short fish story.
Oh, nice. We'll take it.
I went fishing there with three of my sons. This is a long time ago when they were small. And, we go to the pier, and you know, we go through the. We never went fishing before, and I'm not a big fisherman. So anyhow, I drop the thing down my pole. I'm showing them how to put the pole in the water. And all of a sudden, I get this heavy, heavy deel. And it turns out I'm reeling. And what do I get? But I get a fish pole that has a fish already on it.
Oh, goodness.
So I get that up, and I told them, I said, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And I said, now it's up to them. Now it's up to them.
That's very good.
I mean, you see people that are still fishing there all the time. It's a great area to fish. And I believe construction is underway of the new pier.
Yep.
And that's huge. And that has been, I mean, I came in 2002, and that pier was the last time somebody walked on it was around 2002, and then it was wow. And now it's going to be open again. And then when this revitalization is done at that facility, I mean, you're just going to see incredible things. And then I saw something on the town website where Supervisor Bosworth is also taking the preserve across from the park and turning it into walking and biking trails.
Oh, right.
Which
okay.
is
going to
rival, which is really going to be on par with like the Greenbelt Trail out in Syosset.
Yeah. And we actually did that once too, but it wasn't legal.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
got chased out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that one's going to be 5 miles.
Yes.
It's it's absolutely incredible. And in years past, there were some people who would go down there with motorcycles and quads illegally, and that can be a little dangerous.
Well, you get kicked out.
You do.
Go back to the nature trail for a second. Is that like rocks? I mean, people or a person could just walk steady.
You can walk steady.
It's not like going through the woods.
Nope.
It's like wood chips kind of thing.
Right. Correct.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So
okay.
It's a path that's safe.
Fine. I mean, from a senior walk, and it's not.
Yeah. No. It's safe.
Low impact,
kind of
very low impact, and it's very nice because you see the plaques and the signs and you learn the history of Port Washington, how it was the sand of Port Washington that helped build Manhattan and all the Beacon Hill homes on the northern end. They were all these little minor homes, and now they're like oceanfront property.
Yep.
It's pretty wild, but I love the trail and the wildlife, and it's organic, and they don't use chemicals, so you can bring your kids, and you don't have to worry about it. And for the dog owner, it's just perfect.
So. You can walk dogs on
absolutely.
The trail?
Okay. I see them all the time, and I see people ride their bikes there too.
Perfect.
You know, but it's a matter of knowing where the trail is, and it's great.
Now you have more stuff, I know, Mary.
Yes, Clinton G. Martin Park is having a grand opening now. If you live in the Park District, this New High Park Special Park District, June 30th, we're going. Yeah, good, Otto. Is the grand opening of the beautiful new pools at Clinton G. Martin Park. They are beautiful, and there's separate pools that will be for just swimming, and then they have the kid pool, and they have the ones with the new features, the slide and everything. So, and to celebrate on June 20th, we're having the Capris back at Clinton Martin because they're there all the time. When Nick Santa Maria was alive, that was the big thing, Nick and the Capris. And they've regrouped. They sound wonderful, and they'll be there on July 20th. And on August 25th, we have Arena Rock Tribute Band, and they play the music of Queen, Journey, Styx, Bon Jovi, and others. So we have a mix of the type of music that will be at Clinton G. Martin. But if you live in the district, don't miss the grand opening on June 30. I think you're going to just be delighted when you see
your
new
pools.
That's
11 o'clock, I believe, right?
11 o'clock. Exactly right. And
you see them when I drive by there every now and then. I don't go too often that way. But and originally, like 2 or 3 months ago, I said, this ain't happening.
Right.
This is not going
to
happen.
No, I know, because we had such bad weather in between. But now it looks like everything's a go, and it's going to be exciting. We're going to have a DJ there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun that day. And, of course, joining, if you live in that district, don't miss that opportunity to join Clinton G. Martin because it's great. And then we have Manor Haven, which anyone who lives in North Hempstead can go to Manor Haven. And you can belong to Manor Haven if you live in North Hempstead.
Actually, that's a good question. Before we only have a few more minutes. Manor Haven and
North Hempstead Beach.
And Tully.
And Whitney,
okay.
And Whitney will be open this weekend.
And that's open for everybody
in North Hempstead.
Okay.
Correct.
Is the parking fee that you pay good for all of those parks?
Yes.
So, in other words, if I buy
for
a $25
North
one,
Beach,
I can go to Manor Haven.
Correct.
I can go to North Hempstead Beach
right.
Park. Okay.
Yeah, that one parking sticker is good.
Okay.
Yes, that's important. At Manor Haven, we have some exciting concerts. July 13th, we have Petty Rumors, which is a tribute to Tom Petty and Fleetwood Mac. And as you know, Tom Petty passed away last year, and they'll do like his hits like Free Falling, Last Dance, American Girl, and Fleetwood Mac tunes as well. And this year we have Summer Jam 2018 on August 4th at Manor Haven. And that's really going to be fun because it's a tribute to the Grateful Dead by Half Step, followed by the Almost Brothers, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. So you really don't want to miss any of these shows. And if you didn't get your mailer, just call 311. You can call them. They'll help you with almost anything.
Right, and that's a good point.
And they will make sure you get the concert information and any information that you need, of
And people
course.
Bring food.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can,
bring
you know,
a chair. Bring
you know.
Your dinner.
Right.
Yeah, we love that.
Is
and
that concert information also on a website? On
yes,
the
it is.
Website?
It's on yeah. the town website.
Right.
Thank you, Otto.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll want to know because we have so many. We have a stadium show at Tully on July 28th this year. It's two groups. We have the Doobie Others, which is singing the hits of the Doobie Brothers. And then we have Beginnings, which is a very famous Chicago tribute band. And, you know, and we're calling it Saturday in the Park after the famous Chicago song. And Beginnings is their other big song. So that's July 28th. It starts at 7 at Tully Stadium.
Right.
So just bring a chair, bring some treats, and go for it.
Perfect. Tully Stadium does have seating, too, though,
yes,
right?
It has yeah. seating, too, stadium
right.
seating.
But and, again, lots of parking.
Oh, yeah. In fact, New High Park High School is letting us
right.
use overflow there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've gone, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. That fills up.
Oh, yeah.
It
yes.
was a Beatle thing, a Beatlemania
yes.
or whatever
yes.
it was
yeah,
called.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That was, you know, quite a full house.
Yeah. We do get a nice crowd.
You guys gave us a load of information. I don't know, you know, time is up. You've been here a half hour. It's amazing
yeah.
how fast it
yeah.
goes. It really does this whole morning. But Mary and John, thank you so much. We're looking
Our
forward
pleasure.
To a
thank
wonderful
you for having
season
us.
Ahead.
And thank you.
And we'll all talk soon. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
All right.